Last night, a few of us priests in the area got together and we were comparing notes about what we're going to do for our homily for Christmas and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And one of the priests had a really fascinating idea. He said he was going to preach on each of those names that were listed in the gospel. So here goes. No, just kidding. What I do want to preach about is to take a moment to be able to reflect on what is happening, particularly in the story that comes towards the later part of the gospel. All those names are kind of to establish who Jesus' family is. And you look at that, you can see, okay, it goes all the way back to David. But the story itself is something about the message of an angel to Joseph about what is to happen. It's a wonderful thing to be able to reflect on. One of our saints of our Catholic Church, St. Ignatius of Loyola, was famous for encouraging people to be able to picture yourself in a certain story from the Bible. Just to sort of imagine yourself in that place. And we could really do that with all sorts of parts of the Christmas story, couldn't we? You ever imagine yourself what it would look like if you were there at the manger? You were there when Mary received her announcement. You're there when the wise men came. Some wonderful things. And so I just want to encourage us this evening, taking a look at this story about Joseph. I've always kind of wondered what must that have been like? And part of it is I share the same name as Joseph. But so what is it? What was it like? I encourage you, as I kind of lead through this, if you wish to, close your eyes. Welcome to, or you can keep them open, but just to let your imagination kind of enter in to this. We can imagine ourselves perhaps in Joseph's house. Joseph, very likely a carpenter, probably lived, slept, ate, did everything in kind of a one-room little place. Perhaps the smell of wood shavings, perhaps some sounds of some animals, a donkey or some other animals there. In his dream, he begins to see a light. Can't quite tell what the source of that light is. And you imagine yourself seeing all this through Joseph's eyes, his mind. This light coming closer. Not sure what this means. Imagine what Joseph must have been thinking about, going through his mind. He found out that Mary, his betrothed, was expecting a child. How can this be? How could this have happened? How could Mary be pregnant? It's impossible. And yet now, trying to figure out what to do. You don't want to do anything to harm her, to hurt her. But yet, what's to happen? How do you take a child into your home that isn't yours? The light goes steadily brighter. Joseph hears a voice. Joseph, son of David. now gets your attention. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. The voice says. You can see the image of looks like a man standing before you. Never seen him before. A man, again, with this bright light, a heavenly look about him. He tells you that it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. It's not from some ordinary person. It's not that anything is bad has happened to her. It's from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, we're told. And we're to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. How does this make you feel? Imagine yourself in Joseph's place. All these questions that must have been running through his mind. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus. Immediately you think about stories you've heard before since you've grown up. How even the prophets foretold that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Could this be the child? Could this be the very one that the prophets have told? Take a moment. What would you want to ask the angel? What would you want to ask God? You were in Joseph's place. What does this all mean? What am I to do? One thing that we do know that Joseph did do is that he was no longer afraid. He took Mary into his home. Says he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took his wife into his home. And she bore a son. And he named him Jesus. Though he was afraid, though he did not know what to do, the angel gave him that message that he needed, the courage that he needed to say, yes, I will do this. He was no longer afraid to tell others of what this meant. No longer afraid to raise Jesus as his own. Sometimes we might be afraid to do what we know is right, to do what God has called us to do. Let us not be afraid, but let us with courage tell others of this glorious birth. Tell others that Jesus is truly born to save us.